This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Monday. Hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. And shout out to anybody else who hurt themselves sleeping overnight.
You hurt yourself sleeping?
Yes. I woke up almost like twisted. You know, like a pretzel twist?
Yeah.
Like that was how my body was. Like my lower body was not in the right position, basically.
What is Brad doing to you? Anna?
I don't know, but I had to like untwist myself and it was super painful and my entire midsection does not feel good this morning.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay. So I might need to have Danny crack my back or something. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, he can do it to you right now.
He's a really good back cracker.
We'll make it happen.
Danny, you want to come over here and crack my back?
Yeah.
Do it. Do it. I want to see if it makes a sound. So I guess Mike, your back.
No, get close. Yeah, you got to get close to the eye.
This is quality radio that we do on Monday mornings.
Right. Okay. Yep. No, like this?
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Now give it a good yank for audio purposes.
Here we go. Ready? One, two.
Oh! Oh God.
Okay, I did hear a crack.
That felt amazing.
Whoa. Look at you.
Holy cow. Improvements, and it's only 6:02.
You could catch that on our OnlyFans page.
Now it is time to inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
DMD is brought to you by Palace Law and Danny's backcracking business.
So yeah.
Reach out to Danny if you ever
so
want your
good.
Back. You feeling better?
Yes, I feel amazing.
Well, hey, happy Twin Peaks Day. Anyone on the show ever watch Twin Peaks?
I mean, I watched a couple episodes in my youth, but I never got into that.
I've been to the restaurant.
Okay, you know what? Today, let's celebrate Twin Peaks Day by going to Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
I mean, it had a local tie-in because it's like a town that's not really from here. It's like a fictional town.
Yes.
I don't know much about the show other than the fact that today, on February 24th, that marked the moment when Twin Peaks kind of started on the show, where the FBI agent Dale Cooper arrived in Twin Peaks to investigate Laura Palmer's murder. So
yes.
It's a big day for Twin Peaks fans. Of course, that's the iconic show, a cult classic show created by David Lynch. And some Washington towns, I guess, are officially recognizing the day.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so go knock yourself out.
Go kick
that.
It in North Bend and Snoqualmie and all the other shot locations.
All right, so let's head on over to Olympia, Washington, where this guy might be the dumbest criminal, but I have to give him credit. He's the most consistent criminal I think you'll ever hear about. This dude got arrested for a DUI on two consecutive nights.
Wow.
After crashing at the same intersection at exactly 9:47 p.m. both times.
Wow.
The first night, he blew a .31 BAC. The next night, which is four times the legal limit, if you didn't know. God. The next night, he registered a .30 BAC. So, I mean, consistency is at least something that he does. But, yeah, he's in a little bit of trouble. And how about this? Both times, he was arrested by the same two officers.
Oh, my gosh. Even the deja vu.
Even the sheriff said that this is probably a first in modern policing history. So,
oh my goodness. A 3.5 magnitude earthquake shook the Maple Valley Rockaholics on early Saturday morning. This was about 3:45, 13 miles east of Tacoma and 13 miles deep underground. Steve Miggs, did you feel it in Puyallup?
I know my wife felt it.
She did.
But I didn't feel it. Like, I woke up and she's like, did you feel the earthquake? I'm like, no. She's like, our house actually rattled. Like, I don't know how bad it was, but she said it was enough for her to notice it.
Yeah, my sister and her daughter woke up, but my nephew and my brother-in-law slept through it.
Yeah,
so.
I was just like, you really think that's going to wake me up? Like,
you're going to have to do better, Earth.
We have children banging on our door, entering our room. We have dogs barking. Nothing wakes me up. You think that earthquake's going to wake me up? That's very cute of you to think that. The Tampa Bay Lightning ended up beating the Kraken. Man, what a weekend of emotional ups and downs. You know, the Kraken are back at it. They play the Stanley Cup champion, Florida Panthers. Beat them, so that makes us the Stanley Cup champions, right?
Of course.
That's how it works now. So I'm like, oh, man, Kraken are looking pretty good. And then they played yesterday against the very red-hot Tampa Bay Lightning and ended up losing. But the cool thing was we got to see rookie goalie Alex Stetska, who is the backup to Joey Decord. He didn't look all that bad. I know it says 4-1, but one of those was an empty netter, so it was technically 3-1. So I was in my quest to learn more about this Stetska guy, including trying to learn how to pronounce his name properly, which I have failed miserably already this morning. But I found this very funny clip of him. It's back in like 8 years ago when he played in the USHL for the Chicago Steel, and they would do these, like, you know, lifestyle videos where players are talking about their teammates. So Stetska was one of the guys that they were talking about, and one of his teammates was trying to make everybody think, or at least he thought, that this dude was a metalhead. So here is one of his teammates talking about our rookie goalie.
Stez's favorite musical artist would be Metallica, because he's a headbanger.
My favorite musical artist, Taylor Swift, because she's so hot.
I'm a big fan of this guy.
That's awesome.
That was from 8 years ago.
Taylor Swift, because she's so hot.
That's adorable.
Right. Hey, as far as weather, we're going to be hitting a high of 49 degrees. It's going to rain today. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino.
Taylor Swift, because she's so hot.
And that's what's up.
Migs, this past Friday, for the very first time ever in your radio career, you paid money.
I did.
To get a guest on this show.
Yes, I did. And that guest was the man who was swallowed by a whale. Adrian,
the kayaker.
Yes, he was a kayaker. His video went viral, and we tried to get him on the show. And all these years, I'm not paying to have a guest on. If they don't want to come on our show, that's fine. But we're not dropping any coin. But this guy's like, look, I want to be compensated if I'm going to do these interviews. And at first, I was like, what are we doing? And then I was like, I really want to talk to this guy. So we ended up spending the money. Or I, out of my own pocket, sent some money via PayPal.
I can totally Venmo you.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. But we did get a couple of texts wondering how much you paid.
Oh.
And if you think it was worth the coin.
Hmm.
So will you reveal that to us?
Taylor Swift, because she's so hot.
Absolutely.
We'll get all the details at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets Friday, February 28th at LiveNation.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back on Friday, we got to chat with Adrian, the kayaker, that was out there on the water with his dad when he got swooped up by a whale into the whale's mouth and then eventually spit back out, thankfully.
We watched that video over and over and over on Friday afternoon because Tatum didn't see it before, my daughter. And once she saw it, she was blown away. She thought it was the funniest thing because he was okay.
Oh, for sure. This is part of the chat where he was talking about that moment he knew he was in the mouth of a whale.
I felt like a wave when you're at the beach swimming and a wave hits you and takes you underwater and you spin. That's when I knew that I was inside the mouth of something. So it was 1 second of that feeling like I was gonna die. Well, I thought about a lot of things, you know. You can have some illogical thought. I thought that if I was able to survive, it would be because Pinocchio was right. And when I got home, I messaged a friend and told him, hey, a whale ate me. And he was like, that's obviously not true.
I got video of it, buddy.
And then obviously we were curious, like, you know, having trauma on the other side of that, is he making any plans to get back out on the water?
Well, everyone asks me that question. You know, I always loved to be around nature. I don't remember this experience with any fear. Just it's like a strange feeling about transcendence and the message that the life gave me through this experience. I want to keep on traveling, getting to know more places, get to know more animals, more people.
Well, I hope that when you meet future animals that you don't try and get eaten by them, though. I mean,
stay out of their mouths.
Valuable life lesson, stay out of animals' mouths.
For sure. Yeah. Grateful for that.
I do love that he did connect it to Pinocchio. Yes. And I was like, was not expecting that. He was such a cool guy.
He was awesome. Yeah. And Migs, I know you've been doing radio nearly 30 years.
Forever. For my entire life.
This was the first time in your radio career that you ponied up some cash for the interview.
Because this isn't the first time I've ever been asked for money. Like, this happens, I'm sure Danny can attest to this as well, in times like, or, you know, you hit up certain people. Typically, it's like the people who are going trending, going viral, because they're trying to make an extra couple dollars, and I get it. More often than not, though, I'm like, not worth it. But he came back to us when we reached out to him. So Sarah got a hold of him, and he's like, hey, I'll do it, but I'm hoping I could be financially compensated for my time. And my first knee-jerk reaction was, tell him to go kiss a whale. Stupid. But then I was like, well, how much does he want? And all he wanted was $60.
So did you pay him $60?
No, of course we had to go back and offer him less, because that's just how it is.
So what was your lowball offer?
So I said, go back to him. Honestly, I would have paid the $60. He said, no, $60 is my firm number. But we're like, hey, ask him if he'll do it for 40. I don't know why in my head, but I thought 40 is a little less ridiculous than dropping $60. So he gets back to him. He's like, yeah, I'll do it for $40. So sent them the PayPal, and that's why my daughter watched the video on Friday, because when I got home, my wife's like, she keeps an eye on our finances because she knows I don't. I'm terrible with my money. This being one of those examples. So she was just like, what'd you spend $40 through PayPal on? It's not like she's like mad or anything like that, but just curious. And I was like, well, I spent money on a guest. And she's like, what? And then I told her the whole story, and she's like, oh, I've seen that guy. And to me, worth every penny.
So you'd do it again in the right circumstance?
Absolutely.
After negotiations?
Well, when I first thought about it, I'm like, I really do want to hear his story. Like, you know, I mean, we saw a couple clips like on some news agencies, but like, we have dumb questions we want to ask. And they're not asking the stupid questions. They're asking the serious questions. So I was like, you know what? $40 well spent.
Pay that man.
Absolutely.
So we know that Migs is not the only one that's ever made a dumb purchase. 206-803-ROCK. When did you purchase something that was a little beyond ridiculous, but you have no regrets whatsoever? Call in now, 206-803-ROCK, and we'll take your calls after Linkin Park.
The Daily Migs Show.
When did you purchase something beyond ridiculous, but you have absolutely no regrets about that purchase?
Zero regrets.
206-803-ROCK. Andrew from Kent, how much did you spend on black lights?
Over $800.
What? Ooh. What were you using these black lights for?
To light up an entire gymnasium. It was awesome. They were fantastic. It worked out so good.
How many times have you used them since the original time you put them to use?
So far, 3 times. And then I bought more.
See, I think I would just have them set up in, like, if I had a basement, in the basement, so it's like the black light room or in some random room in the house, and then use them whenever you need to use them for your actual job.
Right. Absolutely.
Get your money's worth.
Totally.
Turn your own, like, I guess, bedroom into, like, a strip club.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I mean, I feel like I need some house black lights. That's a great idea.
Everybody looks better under a black light.
That's true. 206-803-ROCK, when did you purchase something beyond ridiculous, but you have no regrets? Trucker Rob, tell us about the chair you bought.
Good morning. Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning.
What's up, Trucker Rob?
Hey, as always, that's...
Thank you. Thank you. I was a little worried you weren't going to give it to us.
Oh, no. I'll give it to you. No, I did this about 10 years ago. You know, I'm an avid hunter, and I got a pretty good-sized black bear, about 300 pounds, give or take. And I had an old chair that I used to use a lot, so I kind of got a wild hair up my butt. And I talked to a buddy of mine who's a taxidermist. I said, hey, how much to skin that out and wrap that chair with that bear hide and have the head come right up over the top of the chair to where I can actually use, or it's like me looking at you, or you can use it for a headrest. He goes, $500. And I said, how about for $400? He goes, deal. So I had him do it, and it was badass. I mean, I got everybody going, dude, that's a badass chair. Where did you get that? But, you know, I don't regret it. Some people thought I was stupid, but I'm like, hey, my bear, my money.
Dude, Trucker Rob, and I'm sure my wife would totally disagree with me. I think that is the greatest money spent ever on anything. I think that is fantastic. How comfortable is the chair? Like, does that fur feel good when you sit on it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, because we put extra pads during, you know, where you sit down, one against your back. So, I mean, you know, you sit there like in the summertime with no shirt on. It's just like, oh, God, you just kind of sink into that chair and go, okay, I'm going to go to sleep for a couple hours and just check the hell out. Yeah, it was very comfy, but, you know, I had that for about 8 years, and then unfortunately I had a house fire. And
that was one thing
that didn't make it out of the house fire.
Oh, man.
So now it's Smokey the Bear's chair.
206-803-ROCK.
I would want to mess with my friends with that. Like, have it so that, like, you know, it doesn't look like a bear's head is attached to it, and then, like, you're just hanging out.
Oh, yeah.
Just a couple of drinks. Maybe people are smoking some stuff. Like, now it's time. Like, hit a button, and the bear's head just pops up over the chair.
206-803-ROCK. When did you purchase something beyond ridiculous and you have no regrets?
One of the text messages we got also has to do with furniture. $50 on a super nice couch that my buddy was getting rid of. Ended up being too big to even fit through my apartment door. Yep, I'm the idiot that didn't measure it. Ended up giving it to another friend for free if he could pick it up right away, which he did.
Oh, that's brutal.
Like this one. I bought my cat an exercise wheel. She never used it.
They make them for cats?
I don't know. I'm not a cat owner.
That's wild.
Is that a thing?
I mean, I've only ever seen one that's like hamster size. That's crazy.
Also, I would think a cat of all animals is not going to... Can you train a cat to use an exercise wheel?
I don't know.
Speaking of exercise, a gym membership. Went for a week last year. Haven't been back. I keep saying I'll start again next week. Start again today.
Yeah, today's the day.
Stop waiting till next week.
I'm going to turn this life around.
Oh, this one's a dagger, though. This person says, I co-signed for a $15,000 motorcycle with a guy who I met about a month before. He ended up destroying that motorcycle 20 minutes after riding it. Never paid a dime on the loan. I had to file bankruptcy when I was 21. Let's just say I was a really, really stupid person back then.
Oh, my gosh. That is horrible.
You're just a helpless romantic.
So what was the most ridiculous, outside of the interview you paid for, what's the most ridiculous purchase you've ever made that you have no regrets about?
Everything. Everything I make is stupid, from goalie pads to different, like, random drum things. I'm always buying stupid stuff. That's the one thing I feel like I've definitely picked up from my dad. My dad will see something on TV and he wants to just buy it. And
I
love that. The difference between him and I was he would actually buy it because I would show up to their house and he'd have just boxes of the as seen on TV products. And I'm like, what are we doing? Like, I would think to buy it, but then, you know, my wife would be like, you're not buying that vacuum cleaner. I'm like, what? Why not? It could clean the car. It could do this. But what about you?
I mean, the most ridiculous one was when I bought our Sleep Number bed when I was, like, a little bit intoxicated in the middle of the night and just started chatting with the chat bot. Like, you up? Yeah. I'm thinking about buying this bed. $6,000 later or whatever it was, I was like, what have I done? That said, no regrets because it's the most comfortable night's sleep I've ever had.
Also, you've purchased a hot tub when you were drunk, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I should not be allowed to drink an Amazon or you know, online shop at all.
I know Instagram now has a feature where it's like late at night, you send the messages like, hey, are you sure you want to send this message so late at night? Like, I think it's trying like help people not make dumb decisions when they've been under the influence.
Oh.
Maybe your cell phone just in general should be asking you that question.
I feel like my shopping apps should have like a breathalyzer on it for me. Yeah.
Blow into this before you make this purchase.
Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? He currently has a record of 50 wins, 27 losses, and 15 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is the number, and we will play Beat Migs at 650.
The Daily Migs Show. The
Daily Migs Show.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Join thousands as we journey over 16 miles from dusk till dawn for a night of healing and hope while raising much-needed funds and awareness for this important cause. Register today at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT. 888-843-6837.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.